at NRG Stadium on Thursday. It'll be played at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. And tomorrow night's Rangers-Astros series, a three-game set, it'll now be played at Tropicana Field in Tampa, Florida, for three nights, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. Back for the Texans and the Cowboys, Houston head coach Bill O'Brien knowing this year it's going to be a lot more than just about football.
Yeah, I will tell you right now, we're going to dedicate this season to the city of Houston, the people of Houston. You know, there are no guarantees in football. That's not what I'm here to say. But I will guarantee that this team will go out every Sunday, Monday, Thursday, whenever they ask us to play, and we'll play our off for the city of Houston. I promise you that.
Rockets owner Les Alexander donating $4 million to the hurricane relief effort started by Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner.
The Dodgers continue to roll. Can the D-backs use momentum from their four-game win streak to cool L.A.? Coverage begins at 9 Eastern Wednesday on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Presented by Indeed.com.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready with supplies and ready to get to work. Which is why Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Every day at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 10% off select A. O. Smith water heaters when they buy in bulk. And now through September 3rd during Lowe's Ready to Restock event, pros can get up to 10% off select Dow foam insulation. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for water heater discount. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game. Work through a scattered thunderstorm or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
After more than 250 tries, one Xfinity driver's trip to victory lane has him looking ahead.
I can't believe it. It's just unreal. I don't even feel real. I'm still trying to pinch myself.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Your car has lots of lights. You've got headlights, interior lights, the light that comes on when you open your glove box. But there's one light that's the pest of the bunch, your check engine light.
And at AutoZone, we have the tools to help you troubleshoot the real problem for free. Whether it's something serious or something simple like a loose gas cap, you'll get a MyZone health report to help save you money and hassle down the road. So if your check engine light comes on, come on over to AutoZone and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Xfinity Series regular Jeremy Clements' small family team had been fighting the good fight for years before finally striking gold at Road America in Wisconsin Sunday. The family worked with some of NASCAR's all-time greats like Junior Johnson, Buck Baker, and Rex White. Now, the South Carolina native is headed to Darlington for throwback weekend with a playoff spot under his belt.
This is just incredible. Yeah, we're going to Darlington. I love Darlington. We finished 8th there last year, so excited to get back. Retro theme, and we've got a paint scheme that my grandfather Crawford was a crew chief with AJ Foyt, and they won the 64 Daytona July race, so that's pretty neat.
Read more about it now at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Just kidding. We're here. Hour number three of the Todd Rollicamp Show with Alex Kuhn, our producer, Kyle Mann, who is about to be a very, very busy boy. Kyle, I hope you are ready to earn your paycheck this week, because coming up in just a few minutes, those phone lines, hopefully, are going to be lighting up. The number that you're going to need is 319-366-1600. I am going to call you out for something, though. How long have you worked with me? Long enough to know that I frown on caller number six.
Oh,
and
I know
what
that.
Did you ask me? when we were talking about the Fantasy Football League, what did you ask me during the break?
Are we just going to do caller number six?
He's going to do caller number six. No, we're not going to do caller number six. Good God, that would be lazy.
Caller number 1600?
Caller number 1600. That's why I said Kyle's going to be busy. No, we're not going to do that either. It'd just be Anthony and Marion 700 times hitting redial, redial, redial. I kid because Anthony and Marion has reached out a couple times on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line wanting to know the details about getting into the Fantasy Football League this year, and we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Our friends at Imon Communications, once again, bringing you coverage of fantasy football all season long, not just on this program, but the gym class as well with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. They've got Chris Liss of rotowire.com every Wednesday, and we've got Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com with us as well. Tristan was on last Thursday. How did the pre-screened, not screened, but taking the questions in advance go? Did a number of people follow directions and get those questions ahead of time?
No. And then they texted in during the segment.
Okay, well, you
it's
know.
It's okay. Well, we'll transfer some of those over to this Wednesday. We got a few. I will say that. But I thought that our segment with Tristan went well. And actually, we're going to do it live this Wednesday, Kyle and I.
That's right. Tristan is going to get the feeling that I'm avoiding him for some reason, because this will now be two segments in which I haven't been here. I have another regularly scheduled day off this Wednesday, and he would start to think that, man, he's taking a lot of time off. It's the start of football season, and if I don't get the time off now before football season starts, and in my world, I'm talking about Saturday, the first Iowa football game, anything up to that point, in my opinion, is free range. And so Wednesday, I'm going to be off as well. Ryan Russillo is going to be off for a while also. We talked last week about the ESPN radio personality arrested in Wyoming, of all places. Maybe he was getting ready for the Iowa-Wyoming game this weekend, but he was arrested in Wyoming during the eclipse last week, and it sounds as if he's going to be suspended for 2 weeks, according to some reports that are out there. So Ryan Russillo keeps his job. He's just going to be suspended, and you won't be hearing him here on ESPN Radio anytime soon, and then he'll be back. And if there's one thing you can say about Ryan Russillo, it's the fact that he's pretty honest and open about things, and I have a feeling ratings are going to be pretty good. Not that's something that we discuss openly or often here on the air, but when you're in this business and you know you've got something that people are going to want to hear, ESPN, I'm probably looking at this as both a blessing and a curse with regard to Ryan Russillo's headline-making arrest during the eclipse. They blame the eclipse. Why not?
The eclipse have anything? You know how we talked about elevation and its effect on your drinking?
Yes.
Does the eclipse have anything to do with it?
If you drink probably
alcohol during an eclipse, one drink is actually like four drinks. Is that just made up science?
He would probably like to claim that, but I don't think that's the way that things work. But I thought I would pass that information along. I saw that earlier today, and I think if people are interested in this, they want to know what's going on with Ryan Russillo. It's not like we have national or weekly conference calls with ESPN folks or anything. I just read what you guys do as well. But that's what we know about the Ryan Russillo show. So it's not going anywhere. You're just not going to hear him for a while. Okay, this is very important, Kyle, because as we mentioned, you're going to be very busy here for the next foreseeable future. Let's put it that way. This is going to be this year a 10-man fantasy football league with the listeners. Now, you and I, we've got the KGYM team will be managed by Alex and me. So one of the spots is spoken for. Another one of the 10 spots in the league is taken or has been taken by Jason in North Liberty, who is, and we have don't have confirmation yet, but I know Jason listens to the program, and I know he's excited about defending his asterisk championship, because technically he lost to Tyler and me, but we can't win the prize. So Jason was the winner of the gift certificate from the NFL shop online. I've got to double check. I don't know what our prize is this year, whether we're doing the gift certificate again, but there's the trophy and there's the bragging rights that go with it, and then we'll have a very nice prize for you as well. Now, before we do this, and this is either going to be, it's going to be good, it's going to be bad, I can't vouch one way or the other, but it's not caller number six. Before we do this, I want to be very clear about this. We want people who are going to be able to participate in the draft, which is going to be next Tuesday, September 5th, after 7:30. It's going to be 7:30, 7:45. The reason for that is we're on the air until 7, and we're holding the draft at Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar in Marion. And it takes a while for us to get from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids to Marion. So 7:30, 7:45-ish, the draft will get underway. We will run this once again through Yahoo. So if you're a Yahoo user, thumbs up to you. This is going to be very simple for you. And with that being said, you know the location of the draft and you know the time of the draft. The number to reach us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids is 319-366-1600. And I give that out now as I give instructions to Kyle, who is on the other side of the glass. Kyle is going to need to get the name and the telephone number of everybody who calls in. And they're going to have 16 seconds. And 1600, right? The historic main gym. You've got 16 seconds to convince Alex and me that you deserve a spot in the league. You can say whatever you want to. You got to keep it clean. We are on the air. Don't be an idiot. You have 16 seconds. Your time is up. We cut you off and we move on to the next person. And we're going to do this for the next couple minutes, and that's why it's very important, Kyle, get those phone numbers, because we're going to need to be able to get in touch with somebody. Now, again, you have to be able to join. The only caveat here is you have to be able to join us next Tuesday night for the live draft, 7:30, 7:45, Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar. That is at 1038 7th Avenue in Marion. And by the way, they do not have food there. But we're working on that. But they do have a ton of draft beer, and I've heard some very good things about it, and I'm looking forward to checking this out. So as the phone line fills up here, and we'll give Kyle a second to get caught up, because all of a sudden he's swamped there, and he's looking and wondering, what did you do to me? Why did you do this to me? 16 seconds to talk your way in to the KGYM Listener League. Let's go to a line one. Let's bring Troy on. Troy, you've got 16 seconds. Go.
Todd, I know you're a Packer fan. I myself am a Viking fan. What more would a Packer fan want than to bury a Viking fan? So you have that opportunity to beat me in fantasy football. Not that you're going
to. Nope, that's it. 16 seconds. Okay, Troy, that was a compelling case. I'm going to put down Troy, Viking fan. Okay, let's go. Is this Kirk on line three?
It
better
is.
Better not be Coach Ferentz. He's got better things
to
do.
All right, so 16 seconds?
16 seconds, Kirk, starting now.
Fellas, I started playing fantasy football in 1991, pre-internet days, where we had the voicemail.
5 seconds.
I'm ready to play with some new people.
Oh, I like that. Kirk actually took less than 16 seconds.
Short and sweet. Thanks, Kirk.
Kirk, I'm writing down Kirk, fantasy football veteran. That's how I'm summing up that phone call. Okay? Let's go to line four and bring Bill on. Bill, your 16 seconds starts now.
Bill, you got us?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear it. That was me.
Okay.
Okay.
Go.
That's fine. I can go. I've won multiple leagues. I win them every year. I talk trash like Conor McGregor, and I'm very active on the waiver wire and with trades.
Okay. Bill, fantasy football, Conor McGregor. So I'm going to keep track of Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Let's go to line one. We've got Luke. Luke, your 16 seconds starts now.
I am a Mr. Perfect for Wednesday 6 o'clock showdown for hashtag Team Rommel Camp. Mic drop.
Okay, that is by far the shortest entry that we've had. And Luke is a member of the 7-0 club and the 6 o'clock showdown. There's only three of them, I think, still to this day. Maybe when the studio gets redone and refinished, maybe we'll actually get that Hall of Fame put up the way that we talked about doing it way back in the day. So we've got, correct me if I'm wrong here, we've had four so far.
We've had four. So
Troy, the Vikings fan. Kirk, the fantasy football veteran. Bill, the fantasy football Conor McGregor. And Luke, who thinks that just by virtue of picking me in the 6 o'clock showdown and being a member of the Showdown Hall of Fame, should get in.
So, should we have three more here?
Let's see. How much time? We've got 45. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
So 1,600 more.
Oh, what's the math of 1,600 divided by 6? I'm not doing that. Okay, let's go. Who do you want to do here first, Michael or Jacob?
Let's go with Michael.
Okay, Michael, you have 16 seconds starting now.
To me?
Michael, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm a 6-pack veteran. I've won a couple times. I've done fantasy football many years before. I'm also a Packer fan like you, Todd, and done a lot of stuff with the Colonels like you and love doing it, so it'd be fun to do.
Okay, Michael got in under the cutoff there. Fellow Packer fan, and he likes the Colonels. One of those two teams is a sponsor here on KGYM. That's always good. Jacob, your 16 seconds starts now.
Jacob, go ahead.
All right. I spent all summer moonlighting security at the Colonels, which meant I spent my entire summer hanging out with your wife.
Okay.
So I had to put up with her all summer, and I think it'd be fun to hang out and chat about that and play some fantasy football.
All right, Jacob. Hung out with my wife. The connotation there would not be good normally, but that was in a work environment.
Strictly professional.
Okay, this is going to be it here.
Is
Josh.
Is this Josh Allen?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Calling from Lara. It doesn't say Laramie. Josh, you have 16 seconds to talk your way into the Fantasy Football League with us starting now.
What better way to show your football fandom than getting married at Kinnick Stadium? I got married in Kinnick Stadium.
Josh got married in Kinnick Stadium. Mic drop. Okay.
So we're getting a lot of texts that the phone lines are tied up. It's first come, first serve. We had to stop it, cut it off somewhere.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue doing this the rest of the week, right?
Yeah, but we're going to... Okay, that was today. But tomorrow we're going to do something different. But I think we'll also put you on the time limit because I think it makes things a little bit interesting. And hold me to this, okay? Let's see, I'm gone on Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay. Thursday, we will use the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line to get a winner. That way, all of the texters get an equal opportunity.
So today was the phone line.
Thursday,
texters will get a chance.
Thursday
as well.
Will be text only Thursday. How about that? Maybe we do that tomorrow. Text only Tuesday. Does that sound better?
TOT.
I said Thursday. Let's go ahead and stick with that. Okay. So let's run down here. We've got in order Troy, who's a Vikings fan. I can't hold things against PU. I'm not allowed to do that. So I like the fact that Troy just was up front there. Vikings fan. So you've got the natural rivalry with me being a Packers fan. Kirk has been playing fantasy football since 1991. He's a fantasy football veteran. I started fantasy baseball. I want to say my first fantasy baseball team was 1993, 1994. So I've been doing this a while too, but not that long. Bill, the fantasy football Conor McGregor. And that would have been a better reference at Conor McGregor 1, but he says he's a trash talker. You've got Luke, who is the member of the 6 o'clock Showdown Hall of Fame.
Mic drop.
And part of my team. He thought that was very vital. Michael, who's a Packers fan and goes to a lot of Colonels games. Got a sponsor reference in there. Thank you very much, Michael. Jacob, who works with my wife at the Colonels. I don't know whether that should exclude him or not. I've got to probably check the rules.
I was going to say, is that a conflict of interest?
There are rules about stuff like this. And then Josh, who was married at Kinnick Stadium, big football fan. Text line, if you had to rank those, this is the Law and Order twist, because I made it sound like we were picking. Text line, who should get in the league? 319-366-1600. Seven guys got through. They made their case in 16 seconds or less in some cases. And now you are judge, jury, and executioner. 319-366-1600. Yes, you have to text on Thursday. You cannot text today. You don't even know what we're going to be asking for on Thursday. But the text line is game. So we will make at least one of the entries into the league text only. That way you don't have to worry about getting shut up. Look, if it was a regular prize, if it was the Alan Jackson tickets, you'd get shut out also if the phones were busy. So I got a little sympathy there for you. I do. But that's the way we're doing it here on day one. Let's take a look at the people are voting on the text line for people. Cajun Troy was not one of the callers.
Not Cajun Troy.
Yeah. That was Troy the Vikings fan. We've got a vote for... Looks like we've got a vote for Luke.
6182. None were that convincing. Vikings guy, if anybody.
Okay, I'm going to guess that that's somebody who's also a Vikings fan, who's trying to play off their Vikings fandom. A Hall of Fame dude, definitely. He mic dropped. That's 2774. I think we have Luke's phone number in the system, so it's not... You cannot vote for yourself. I want to be very clear about that if you're out there using the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. I'll tell you what. It's 624. This was a colossal something, but we will step aside and take a quick break. And when we come back, the accounting firm of Ernst & Young will have sorted through all of the texts that have come in, and we will figure out who made the best argument, most convincing argument for a spot in the KGYM Fantasy Football League this year, which, again, the draft will take place next Tuesday. This is a spectator event, by the way. It's open to the public, so you can come on out if you don't get in. I guess you can drink beer and heckle us. Why not? But we're going to be at the Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar, again, on 7th Avenue in Marion. That's the old Bill's Tap location. Just opened up not too long ago. I understand they've got stadium seating. That's going to be a great venue for this, and I hope that we live up to the billing. The Todd Brawlkamp Show, stepping aside, taking a quick break. Kyle working on another big board update, and we'll find out whether Kyle was a fan. The fingers were flying on the other end of the glass there. That was a lot of work for minimal payoff for Kyle, but he executed his part in this quite well. So During the break, you can squeeze in your last second thoughts on Troy, the Vikings fan, Kirk, the fantasy football veteran, Bill, the fantasy football Conor McGregor, and thank you very much for not using Conor McGregor language on the air with us. Luke, the 6 o'clock showdown Hall of Famer, Michael, the Packer and Colonels fan, Jacob, who works with my wife at the Colonels as a security guard, or Josh, the ultimate football fan who was married at Kinnick Stadium. 6:26, we will have our third entrant, because again, we've got a team. Jason and North Liberty's got a team, so this is team number three. We'll find out who the winner is when we return after this. You're listening to the Todd Brommel Camp Show right here on KGYM.
Metro PCS announces the best unlimited deal in wireless. Get two lines of unlimited 4G LTE data for just $75, period. Plus, get two free 32-gig LG K20 Plus phones when you switch. All on a reliable 4G LTE network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. Video streams at up to 480p. Top 3% of customers using greater than 32 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds. No tether. See store for details and terms and conditions.
For a great shave at a great price, make the smarter choice. Join Dollar Shave Club. Use their executive razor with their Dr. Carver shave butter for a smooth, precise shave. And for a limited time, new members can get their first month of the executive razor with a tube of Dr. Carver shave butter for only $5 with free shipping. After that, razors are just a few bucks a month. That's a $15 value for only $5. And you can only get this offer at dollarshaveclub.com/Jones. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Jones.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
It's only 10 days until the NFL kicks off the 2017 season. Don't miss a minute of the action. Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network now. Every game, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. NFL Red Zone from NFL Network is available on Mediacom. Call 855-MEDIACOM to order now.
All right, 6:28. And the decision is in. The text line has weighed in. We've crossed references, making sure that many of the people that participated were not texting in and voting for themselves. It was very tight between three people. You had Troy, the Vikings fan. He was getting a lot of support. Skol Vikings. There were a lot of Vikings fans out there that were pulling for Troy. You had a lot of support for Luke, he of the 6 o'clock showdown fame. But neither one of those guys got in tonight. The entrant, team number three, into the Fantasy Football League this year with us here at KGYM, sponsored by our good friends at Imon Communications. Kirk, the fantasy football veteran. Been playing since 1991. Kirk, Alex will be in touch, because we'll need to get your email address as well. But boy, if we took all that information at once... it's too much work for Kyle. So Kyle will reach out to you. He'll get your email address, and we'll get you an invite sent out sometime this week for the KGYM Listener League. So tomorrow, and we'll figure out, there's going to have to be a day or two where we double up here, because we need to get everybody in by the end of the week. So that leaves seven teams, 4 days. So we'll have to figure out what we're going to do moving forward. Thursday, though, text line, guaranteed winner on the text line. That way you can't say, well, the phones were busy and I couldn't get in. Does that work?
Works for me. Are we going to do it on Wednesday as well when you're gone?
You can, you can do whatever you want on Wednesday when I'm not here. Literally, whatever you want.
So we can read the night before Chris, not...
We can't do that.
We can only do that on December 24th.
What is with the incest on Game of Thrones?
There will be absolutely no Game of Thrones talk of any kind.
Well, I know Kyle Kyle's in for me on Wednesday. He likes Game of Thrones. It was the finale, right? Season finale. There's one more season left. And I don't know. Every time I'm seeing something, every fourth post about this is a lot of incest going on. I don't know. Zombies. They're stealing from The Walking Dead.
Dragons. And now
borrowing from former Michigan coach Lloyd Carr. It's a bad, bad all around look for me. I don't get into it. Kyle is ready with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Nathan Stanley is Iowa's starting quarterback. That was announced this morning. The sophomore edged out junior Tyler Wiegers in what turned out to be one of the longer quarterback competitions in Kirk Ferentz's tenure. But offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz has suggested that he expects both to have to play at times throughout the season. The two deeps released also included a handful of true freshmen, as well as Akram Wadley as the primary kick returner. The Iowa baseball team had a strong weekend, first beating Korea 6-4 with a four-run ninth-inning rally, and then beating the Czech Republic 8-4 in another comeback after scoring five runs in the seventh. That win made Iowa the first American representative to advance to the gold medal game in the history of the World University Games. They'll face Japan at 5:30 Central tomorrow morning. The Colonels went 1-2 over the weekend against the Quad Cities River Bandits, but have one last chance tonight to split the four-game road series. Brian Sammons will be starting for the Colonels opposite Patrick Sandoval. That game's going to get started in just a few minutes. The Colonels are winding down the 2017 regular season with the playoffs just a little over a week away, but they did just release their 2018 schedule this afternoon. They'll play their season opener on April 5th in the Quad Cities and open here at home on April 7th. After our show tonight on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, we'll have the Cyclone Call-In Show talking Iowa State football for the first time this year. And on the FM North and South Gyms, we'll have regular ESPN programming.
All right, if you missed out on getting into the Fantasy Football League, you'll have your next chance coming up tomorrow. We'll figure out a different approach, trying to mix things up throughout the day. Last year was cut and dried, because last year we took your bad beat stories, and we just kept track of them, and the 10 worst ones or whatever got in. This is requiring a little extra effort on our part, and quite frankly, the fantasy football guru is not in the building anymore. So I had to get creative, and that's the vein that we went to go in today. Now, Bill made reference to being the fantasy football version of Conor McGregor, and we have yet to talk about the fight over the weekend. We'll do so when we return after this. Floyd Mayweather passing Rocky Marciano in the record books. And is Floyd done? Are we going to get to see a rematch? A lot more of that after this. It's 6:33. The Todd Brolenkamp Show continues on all three frequencies, 106.3, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM. Back with more after this.
The final days of the Ford Summer Sales event are here. Now through September 5th, save big on Ford SUVs like Escape, Edge, and Explorer with 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand. It's the last chance to get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in across a full lineup of Ford SUVs. Hurry, it's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales event going on at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
When the game is on the line, you put the ball in the hands of your best player because they always perform under pressure. And at Valvoline, we too believe performance comes from hands-on expertise. That's why we created Valvoline Full Synthetic, specially formulated to provide maximum engine protection against friction and wear. So when performance counts, put your engine in the right hands. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and an oil filter starting at $32.99. See store for restrictions and details.
I met someone. It's something you hear a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. Match is number one in first, but also in second dates too. Now I'm going to hook you up. For my listeners, go to match.com/sports for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect for my listeners. This free offer is only found at match.com/sports. That's match.com/sports.
All right, so there was this fight Saturday night, and many of you were interested in it. And I said I wasn't going to watch it. I wasn't going to pay for it. I didn't watch it in real time, but I did watch the highlights of it. Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer, Kyle Mann. I am, of course, talking about Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Conor McGregor. It actually sort of lived up to the hype, although it wasn't a great fight. But your thoughts, 319-366-1600. The opening of the fight was not very good at all, because I think what it did was people who were not familiar with Floyd Mayweather's style got lulled into a false sense of security or belief that, hey, Conor McGregor actually stands a chance here. Because if you watch the first three rounds of the fight, it looked like Conor McGregor not only was holding his own, but was looking better than Floyd Mayweather. The problem with that is, if you've ever watched Floyd Mayweather Jr. fight, you know that what he likes to do is lay dormant early on. And just like playing poker, he's looking for tells, and he's looking for the rhythm of his opponent. And so for three rounds, he collected intel on Conor McGregor, all the while appearing as if he was sort of going through the motions and or in a precarious position where, Conor McGregor, he could stand a chance. From round four on, Floyd Mayweather did what he does best, and that's take advantage of all of the information that he collected in those first three rounds, and he used it to ultimately put Conor McGregor out on his feet when the referee stepped in.
I heard a lot of people that were saying they were surprised by what they saw. And I've covered, followed boxing off and on.
You have sources?
I don't have sources. That's why I...
People are telling you things?
Covered. No? Okay. Cover is a bad word, is not the word I was trying to use. But I've watched boxing off and on for the last 5 or 10 years. And Floyd Mayweather Jr. is a guy who doesn't knock people out. The last knockout he had prior...
He's an old man.
He's an old man.
In boxing years.
He's 40 years old. The last knockout that he had was in 2011. So people that were shocked by the first three rounds, or that it took him 10 rounds to win this fight, I was not shocked about anything. I thought that it was going to take this long, or take as long as it did. I thought eventually Conor McGregor was going to wear down. That's exactly what happened. I think the only thing that surprised me, Conor McGregor was a little bit better boxer than we thought he was. I fully expected him to come out flailing, get tired by the third or fourth round, show very little boxing skill. But I think he proved that he could be an above-average professional boxer.
And there are a lot of people saying, because he proved that he could be an above-average boxer, that means boxing is in trouble. That boxing, the hottest of hot takes, is that boxing is officially dead. Because here's this guy who is a sort of part-time boxer, great MMA artist. Well, the A stands for art, so an art artist. Okay, I'll allow it. How many times have we heard that boxing is dead? I don't necessarily think boxing is all that healthy, but what this proved, again, is that if you build up enough hype around a boxing match, people will buy in, they will get excited, they will watch it. We saw this with Mayweather-Pacquiao, which took place years after it actually would have been a great fight. That one was pretty much a disappointment. And we saw it again this time with the whole freak show aspect of, you take a guy from MMA and you put him up against pound for pound the best boxer in the world, even though he's aging out of the sport. So there's that there was that element to this, but there was also the personalities of Mayweather and McGregor, and there was a lot to be interested in about this other than the boxing aspect if you were a casual sports fan. And I think as long as you have those factors, people will be interested in boxing. That being said, I do think that the sport is in rapid decline. And if Floyd Mayweather is indeed done, he said afterwards that this was it. He passed Rocky Marciano. He's retiring. Where do you turn to for the next guy that people get this excited about?
I don't think you do. I agree with a lot of the people that say, and maybe it's not completely dead, but boxing is on life support. And I think for good reason. It's not exactly a sport that you would want your kids to get involved in. And I think that people don't even realize this, but a fight that boxing fans would tell you is one of the more intriguing matchups that they have seen in a long time is happening in 2 weeks, and nobody's talking about it. Gennady Golovkin, Triple G, I think he's 40-0 with 38 knockouts, and Canelo Alvarez, who took Floyd Mayweather down to the wire. Two of the better fighters that are still out there right now in what will be a much more exciting matchup than the one that took place on Saturday. That's happening in 2 weeks, and nobody cares. So I look at boxing, and I thought this was a last ditch. Let's try to create a kind of a sideshow to try to... This is a last-ditch effort. And the problem is, Floyd Mayweather Jr. is done. I believe him this time. I don't think he'll fight again. And I don't think Conor McGregor is going to be in any hurry to come back to the sport of boxing. So I really think that boxing is in trouble, and it'll just only continue to become more of a niche sport. And the ratings are... You can see it on HBO. You can see it on Showtime. I don't think it's ever going to become a frontline sport again.
Your thoughts, 319-366-1600. What did this fight do for boxing, and what did it do for MMA? What's McGregor do moving forward?
He goes back to MMA.
I see that, yeah. I think that's the easy thing to do, but if the money was good enough, do you think he dabbles in boxing again? He did hold his own.
He did.
He didn't go in there and get embarrassed the way that a lot of people thought he was going to. But I will say this. Those first three rounds were fool's gold, because you have to know what Floyd Mayweather does in the ring and how he fights. And that was a tactical decision on his part to not necessarily throw the first three rounds, but he gave Conor McGregor not necessarily a false sense of security, but I think he got inside his head a little bit, because Conor McGregor is probably wondering, okay, I'm feeling pretty good here. And all the while, he's basically telling Floyd Mayweather how to beat him in the long run. Because a lot of people felt, look, this fight could go the distance. And if it did, that obviously favored Floyd Mayweather, because as you mentioned, he doesn't knock anybody out anymore because he's lost a lot of that punching power. But what he can do is he can still hit you, and those hits he landed a ton of them. He was ahead, by the way, on everybody's, all the judges' scorecards when the fight was stopped. So he had this in the bag, and he knew it. But I thought Conor McGregor, at least from what I saw and what I read, showed well. He didn't embarrass himself. And at the end of the day, what did I say on Friday about this? This was, for both fighters, a massive payday. And they got paid. They put on enough of a show to justify people ordering the fight, paying for it, people attending the fight. And people, I think, for the most part, were relatively satisfied.
I would say so. And I don't know if you saw this from the highlights, but there was a little bit of a questionable officiating. There were some questionable moments where Conor McGregor, I think mostly on instinct, was using the hammer fist, basically the top of the fist to the back of the head, which is an illegal move in boxing, and over and over and over he was doing it when Floyd Mayweather and him would clinch, and nothing, no points were deducted. I think McGregor has really good boxing ability. Like I said, I think he could be an above average professional boxer, but unless the money is as big as it was for him in this fight, there's really no reason for him to come over from MMA or from the UFC. I think that he still has a lot of, it's going to be very difficult for him to get over those instincts of fighting in an octagon and being able to kick and being able to use the hammer fist. So I think he goes back there because that's what he's comfortable with. And if that is the case, then it's going to be very difficult for boxing to move forward. But as the texter said, if they can get him in a few more fights, maybe they can drum up some kind of interest, because right now it's very, very low.
I love the old school takes on the text line, and I do somewhat agree. 1302 says, these two clowns did nothing. Neither could have fought with Hearns, Hagler, Duran, or Chavez. Boxing is on life support, but this was not boxing's last-ditch effort. This was Mayweather trying to get into promoting, and it was fairly entertaining, but McGregor never hit hard enough to hurt Mayweather.
No. And
I think that's about as good of a summation of the fight as you could possibly get on the text line.
The other thing that people are kind of glossing over when they're talking about Floyd Mayweather and the fact that it went 10 rounds and how that's an insult to boxing, he landed 53% of his punches. For those that don't know, that is a staggering number. I think 25 to 30 is about an average. About average, maybe 30 is closer to being a very good average for punches landed. He landed 53% of his punches on Conor McGregor. And he was actually the aggressor in a fight, which hadn't happened in nearly 5 or 6 years. So it was a little bit different because he realized that after he lost those three rounds, he was going to have to make up for those first three rounds where he was kind of feeling out Conor McGregor. But after that, it really was no contest.
A couple people saying that if McGregor decides to go the boxing route, that he will actually bring new fans into the sport.
There's no question. But will he do that?
And I don't think the incentive is there, because he's not going to get paid what he did to fight anybody else. The payday, the money was there because of Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Right.
And so if
him against Canelo Alvarez, does that draw up the same kind of interest? I don't think so.
If you're Conor McGregor, I think you go back to MMA and you continue to make money. And this was sort of a one-off that was very well done. And yeah, you can Scrooge McDuck all you want with that pile of millions that you made. Anybody have a hard time getting the fight? I saw on Twitter that Dick Vitale tried ordering the fight and was running into some technical issues. That happened with Mayweather Pacquiao too. People who waited until the last minute to order the fight. The cable systems and everything were overwhelmed, and some people didn't wind up. Now, this is, again, highly illegal, but I understand there were a number of people who watched this via Facebook Live, via other streaming apps. It's just it's the world that we live in. For everybody who pays for something, you're going to have three people out there that are trying to figure out a way to take it for free. And that's why, you know, newspapers and sites like ESPN who put stuff behind paywalls, they're still struggling to make money, because not everybody who's consuming the content is actually paying for the right to consume that content. So, I did not buy that. I waited. The fight was over. I watched highlights. I read about it. I didn't watch it live. I didn't want a penny of my money going to those two guys, because I don't necessarily think that that's where I want my money going. But in the interest of, you know, doing my job and talking about things people are interested in, I did sort of have to pay attention to it, and I did that.
7295 on the text line. The nail in the coffin for boxing would be if Floyd accepts a contract to step into the octagon with McGregor. Everyone would pay to watch that 30-second fight.
Yeah, it would be over very quickly, and Floyd Mayweather, although a terrible, despicable human being whose own son watched him beat his mother, is smart enough, not smart enough to not beat a woman, but he's smart enough to not step into an octagon with Conor McGregor.
Yes, he is.
He ain't going to do that.
At 40 years old, no way.
319-366-1600. It is 6:50, almost to the finish line today on a Monday edition of the Todd Brownell Camp Show. We'll tell you what's coming up for you tomorrow as we hear from Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa players for the first time during game week this season. They'll get you ready for Wyoming. We'll have plenty of audio and more. The Todd Brownell Camp Show on the way as we finish up after this.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game, work through a scattered thunderstorm, or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready with supplies and ready to get to work. Which is why Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Every day at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 10% off select A. O. Smith water heaters when they buy in bulk. And now through September 3rd during Lowe's Ready to Restock event, pros can get up to 10% off select Dow foam insulation. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for water heater discount. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
First time skydiving?
Sure is.
Okay, you just open the door like this and you jump.
Yeah, wait. Should we be like in tandem?
Tandem? That's a great idea.
Are you a certified instructor?
No, but I love parachutes and I love people. Here we go.
You wouldn't take chances with an uncertified skydiving instructor. Don't do it with your finances. Find a certified financial planner professional today at letsmakeaplan.org. CFP. Work with the highest standard.
If your AC is blowing hot air, let O'Reilly Auto Parts help bring back the cool this summer. While you may need to eventually service your AC unit, get immediate relief with InterDynamics Arctic Freeze R134A refrigerant with leak sealer for $32.99. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Even the most talented players don't make a winning team without a great coach. I'm Lisa Nolan with RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. And as a lifelong Cyclone fan, I appreciate all the Iowa State coaches. As a realtor, I am your coach. I identify the strongest selling points for your home, I understand the details of this market, and I always make a clear plan for your success. Let's work together to buy or sell your home. You can contact me anytime at lisanolanrealtor.com. We'll make a great team.
Have you seen the Johns lately at TCB Pool Hall? No, not the two guys at the bar. I'm talking about the restrooms. No joke, 5 stars. But enough about that. TCB is a pool hall with 10 full-size tables you can rent by the hour, so you can play as long as you want. There are always interesting drink specials. I mean, you've got to have something to sip on between shots, right? Play pool, drink cold beer, use the John. At TCB Pool Hall, on the Pedball next to Mondo Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
6:53, welcome back in the Todd Brownell Camp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have the first sideline show of the year for our Iowa State listeners coming up for you at the top of the hour. That is on 1600 a.m. tonight. John Walters expected to be joined by Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard, as well as Cyclones football coach Matt Campbell. Iowa State releasing its initial depth chart today for the UNI game Saturday night. Not a whole lot of surprises. Matt Leo does move to end, and he's listed as the second string behind J.D. Wagner on the depth chart. Ray Lima, starting nose guard, one of the many junior college transfers into the program. Joel Lanning, the former quarterback, listed as the starting middle linebacker. And David Montgomery ahead of Mike Warren on the depth chart, although not necessarily that big of a surprise. It's going to be interesting. We'll see what John and the folks have to say. Cyclone Jerry, all the folks who call in. And a big thank you, as you heard there, Lisa Nolan Realtor, a sponsor this year for the Cyclone Sideline Show. And then once see Kyle, it's the sideline show, CYD, side, as in Cy, the mascot. And that's football season. And then when basketball season rolls around, what does it become, Alex?
The courtside show.
The courtside
side
show. See? Yeah, nothing gets past
That's pretty good.
Iowa State, your move, Iowa. Hashtag fight for Iowa. And then serve it back and forth. Volley all around. Kyle's in here because he needs to do one final thing today before we punch out his time card, and that is your last Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, the sponsor of Fry Fest.
Nathan Stanley's Iowa's starting quarterback. That was announced this morning. The sophomore edged out junior Tyler Wiegers in what turned out to be one of the longer quarterback competitions in Kirk Ferentz's tenure, but offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz has suggested he expects both to have to play at times this season. The two deeps released also include a handful of true freshmen, as well as Akram Wadley as the primary kick returner. The Iowa baseball team had a strong weekend, first beating Korea 6-4 with a four-run ninth-inning rally, and then beating the Czech Republic 8-4 in another comeback after scoring five runs in the seventh. That win made Iowa the first American representative to advance to the gold medal game in the history of the World University Games, and they'll face Japan at 5:30 Central tomorrow morning. The Colonels went 1-2 over the weekend against the Quad Cities River Bandits, but then they have one last chance tonight to split the four-game road series. Brian Sammons will be starting for the Colonels opposite Patrick Sandoval. That game's delayed, but they should be getting started soon. And the Colonels are winding down the 2017 regular season with the playoffs just a little over a week away, but they did just release their 2018 schedule this afternoon. They'll play their season opener on April 5th in the Quad Cities and open at home on April 7th. After our show tonight on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, we'll have the Cyclone Call-In Show talking Iowa State football for the first time this year. And on the FM North and South Gyms, we'll have regular ESPN programming.
So Kyle mentioned that the Iowa baseball team is the first American representative team to make it to the gold medal game. And they are also going to be the first ever American representative to win a medal in the World University Games. So congratulations to the Iowa baseball team. It's been fun to watch them over there.
Yes, and by watch them, you mean read about them, because ain't nobody waking up at 5:30 in the morning Central Time to watch. Although I have a feeling there will be quite a few people that will be watching. It's available online, just not the easiest thing to find. But hopefully the Hawkeyes bring home the gold medal, and we'll catch up maybe with Cole McDonald or Rick Heller when they get back stateside. Because it was a fun run. They had results that I don't think some people were probably expecting them to have over there. That'll do it today. Tomorrow, we'll hear from Kirk Ferentz and the players in Iowa City as they gear up for the Wyoming Cowboys. Join us on Tuesday.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be